extraordinary and tragic events of the last 24 hours suggest that it is high time that something was done.
Now, these events went around a fault in the Thames estuary. That some people have suggested, in fact, without any additional legislation, the government could take over these forts and shut down those pirate stations operating from the forts.
This I believe to be correct. A.P. Herbert has drawn attention to this fact, and I am legally advised on good authority that this is in fact the case, that what is lacking here on the government's part is not the ability to do something about it, it is the resolution to do something about it.
They're frightened of public reaction if the pop stations are taken away?
Well, this may not be the whole story. I think there are some real difficulties, but it is at least an important part of the fact that the matter has not been dealt with properly. And what has been happening recently shows, I think, that once you accept an area of illegality, you cannot control that area, and one illegality follows another. If we condone pirates, then we accept the possibility of hijackers and everything that follows from that.